Okay, we are in Mishneh Berurah, Siman Mem Zayin. We're going to finish up Siman Mem Zayin today. Okay, ready to rock? Good? What we're going to talk about now is, for the next couple of Se'ifim, is what happens if you have, if you sleep at any point during the day or night, what's the impact on your Birkas HaTorah? And this is based on a fundamental machloket, which is, why do we say Birkas HaTorah in the morning in the first place? So the primary machloket is between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. Rabbeinu Tam says, just like you say Birkas HaShachar once a day, so too do you say Birkas HaTorah for a new day. Meaning, it doesn't matter what happens at any point during your day, it doesn't matter what goes on during your day, every day you say Birkas HaTorah on a new day of Limud Torah. What is the Rosh going to say? What's your other option in terms of why you would say Birkas HaTorah? Not even looking inside. What would be another reason? What would be Machayev you in saying Birkas HaTorah anew? If you have Hafsek, exactly. That's the only other thing that could be Machayev you to say Birkas HaTorah. So the Rosh paskins that you only say Birkas HaTorah when there's a legitimate Hafsek. That's the major Machloket. Is either according to Rabbeinu Tam you say it on the new day, or according to the Rosh you say it whenever you have a legitimate hefsek. So in the morning, normally that's not a problem, meaning it doesn't matter. If you went to sleep all night in your bed and then you wake up in the morning, two things happened. You had a definitive hefsek overnight when you slept, and it's a new day. So you didn't even get into it, meaning you're fine according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. The question is, what about all of the exceptional cases where you're only going to fulfill one or the other? That's what we're going to get into now. That's if you stay up all night, you wake up in the middle of the night, you sleep during the day. All of those cases we'll get into right now. Everybody got the basic premise? Is that a question or just a... yes. Okay, awesome. Solid. Good. So... Seif Yud. Im hifsik mi lilmod venit asik ba asakav. Kivan shidato la chazor lilmod lo have hefsik. Vladin leshina umerchatz vetakise de lo have hefsik. So first the Shulchan Aruch says more kind of docile cases. If a person stops learning and gets involved in their work, since their intent is to come back, it's not considered a hefsik. But already here, what do we see? Who is he leaning towards?
The rush.
No, the rush. Lo have a hefsek, meaning his concern is whether or not it's going to be a hefsek. That's leading in the direction of the rush. Or else, who cares? Why are we even having this halacha in the first place? If it's a new day, it's a new day. If it's not a day, it's not a day. That's all I care about. So he's saying these things are not going to be a hefsek, meaning his concern is already about a hefsek. So we already see a clear leaning, which is going to be throughout, of Maker Hadin assuming that we pass in like the rush. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What was your as far as say the other otherwise?
Because he's saying it's not a hefsek.
Right, but that means he's going to say these things are not a hefsek.
So that when it is a hefsek,
it would be a problem. He has to explain why these aren't a hefsek, because if it would be a hefsek, because the pasuk generally like the Rosh, it would have been a problem. He might have had a repeat Birkas HaTorah. Okay? So too by sleep, and sleep is going to be our big question really for the next couple of Se'ifim. Just to clarify that even before we go forward, Shena here is a very specific type of sleep. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, Rotze Lomar Shnat Arai, Dehainu Dehit Namneim B'Miyushav Al Atzile Yadav Va'afilu Balayla. This is a Shnat Arai he's talking about here. He's not talking about if you sleep generally. He's talking about if you take a nap, if you fall asleep, if you are in class and like it's a really fascinating lecture and you put your head in your hands and suddenly you're like out and for 20 minutes, that's not a hefsek. That's considered a Shnat Arai. You're not in your bed, you're not in your pajamas, you're not intending to sleep, you fall asleep. Or even if you put your head down on your desk, even it depends on how bad the lecture is and how big the lecture hall is, but even if you put your head down in your hands on your desk, which is exactly what he really is describing here, that's also fine, meaning it has to be a real legitimate sleep to be asleep. The sleep that he's talking about here is a nap. Intentionally or not, it's just a nap not in your bed. Okay? So all of these things, umerchatz and going into the bathhouse, obetakise and going into the bathroom, delo ave hefsek, all of these things are not considered a hefsek. So why are these things not considered a hefsek? So let's take a look at... So the first one's a big chiddush, right? If a person goes to do work, like, you know, you go in and you go to work at 9 a.m., you cut out at 5, you said Birkas HaTorah in the morning, right? You were great, you got up in the morning, you learned a little bit before class, then you go to a whole day's worth of classes, and then you come back to the Beit Midrash, you come to Midrashah. So why wouldn't you make a new bracha? I mean, like, there was a legitimate hefsek. You stopped learning Torah and went to your secular studies classes for 5 hours. Why is that not a hefsek? So, really wildly, says the Mishnah Berurah in explanation, in Sif Katan Chafbet, Mashma de Misha'ino Darko Lilma, Fine, good. Keep going forward. Demidelo katav shulchan aruch im datalach or masma de sfirale. Demistama amrin and dehave daite imizdamin shiuchal lilmod afilu b'sha'a shein ragi lilmod sheilmod. Meaning that a person always has in mind to be learning. That's why a person doesn't have to repeat Birkas HaTorah, is that a person always has in mind, the assumption is, a person, a Jew, always has in mind to be able to go back to Limud Torah, and that even if one doesn't normally learn Limud Torah at that time, then one's premise is, if I do have free time, my goal will be to learn. And even if that's not one's assumption, which hopefully it should be everybody's assumption, but even if it's not necessarily one's assumption, we pass on Lach Lamaisa, that since a person has the opportunity to go back and learn, and the goal of a Jew is to learn, that one has, quote-unquote, in mind to go back to their learning as soon as possible, and that, therefore, any break would not be considered a hefsek in terms of going and doing any other activities.
When you say a person, you mean both men and women?
Yeah, but then we'll get to Sif Katzon, Sif Yadalid at the end, which is how we relate to women, which is a very short siman, which is that women are chayv in Birkas HaTorah, and why is that, and what does that mean? We'll take a look at the Bar Halacha, but yes, men and women are
so we're
equally.
Assuming that both, also women, even though they're not don't have the same
favorite. Atat. Atat. We'll get there. We'll get to that Bar Halacha at the end.
Okay.
We're not going to skip it. That would be a silly thing to skip in a Midrasha. Yeah? Okay. Beseder. And he says also, V'yish lahakal b'safik brachos, especially here since there's a machloket, we certainly are going to make it, and nobody would say a second round of Birkas HaTorah without a legitimate reason. We'll talk about potential legitimate reasons, but these are not going to be legitimate reasons to repeat it. And even in the Merachot Bitakisi, this is a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Check out Mishnah Berurah Chaf Dalet. Why, even in, meaning the Merachot and the Bitakisi, you go into a bathhouse, you go into a bathroom, it's a mamasha hefsek, giving your stop. You have to stop. You can't learn. You can't be involved. Like it's a break in your day. So why is that not considered a hefsek? Lufi shagam sham, says the Mishnah Berurah, eino mesiach daito adayin milumot acharkach, that a person always has a mind to go back and learn. And perhaps even more powerfully, the od shagam sham tzarich liazer b'dinayim. But they're also have to be careful about the dinim. Meaning, that's what we spent so much time in all of the earlier simanim. In Siman Gimel, we learned all of the halachas of the bathroom. That when a person's in the bathroom, a person needs to keep halacha. Now, it's usher for a person to think Torah while in the bathroom, but even you can't think about Torah when you're in the bathroom, but if you're actually following all of the dinim that we talked about, and a person's working on themselves to make sure that they're exposing less of themselves in the bathroom because Melo Kol Haaretz Kevodo, or they're thinking about, you know, in what order to wash their hands when they stumble into the bathroom in the morning to make sure to wash, you know, four times while you use the bathroom and then two times after before you say brachos, and all this stuff that's happening in the bathroom, you're engaged in Torah. Even in the bathroom. Again, it's usher to think Torah in the bathroom. But at Lamaisa, what are you doing? you're meaning just by acting properly according to the Dinei Halacha, that's what you're involved in. And that's a huge, kind of opening up in life, that Limud Torah is bigger than just sitting in front of a Sefer. And there are going to be moments in your lives where you're not going to be able to have Midrashat twice for 2 hours a day. There's times where you're not going to be able to have the opportunity to sit in front of a Sefer all day long. But this is the Mishnah Berurah telling you Halacha Lamaisa. It's not even just like a cute idea, you know, to make you feel less bad when you're spending a tremendous amount of your time, perhaps at home, with kids, with a family, with a husband, with whatever all these things are, that every single aspect of your life that's permeated with Torah, where you're acting according to the Torah, where you're acting according to halacha, where in the kitchen you're keeping all of the halachas of kashrus, where in your work you're keeping all of the halachas of choshen mishpat and of ben adam lechavero and of mekadesh shemayim in the world, when you have a family and keeping taras mishpacha, when all of these things are what are guiding when you're with kids and halachas of chinuch, when your life is being guided by those halachos. That he's saying that that's a kiyum of Limud Torah in a sense of it's not a hefsek because you're engaged in Torah. Not a cute idea. Even al pi halacha, you're involved in Limud Torah when you're doing those things. And to me, that's a tremendous chizuk when all of us are involved. You know, I would certainly was at least think it's a heksher mitzvah. But you know, like even when I was on the JLIC conference for the last 3 days, I learned a lot less than I normally do. There was a lot of networking and talking and sessions and all this stuff. You know, but again, every time you're keeping in mind what you're doing, and here again, I think it's a heksher mitzvah for Limud Torah and for being mechazek Klal Yisrael. But so it's, I think, hopefully bigger than that even. But my point is, when you're doing those things, like you're not in front of a sefer as much, but it's okay. The goal is to get. You know, it's good to be in front of a sefer, and we'll talk about how much and in what context. that's when we get to that biralacha for women. But that's a kimuli mitar. So it's a short mishnah brura. Photocopy it, cut it out, paste it on your fridge, paste it on your office at work, and paste it on your forehead, wherever you want to put it. But it's just a kind of a beautiful idea where you see that when you link Torah as one great whole, where it's not halachas in one area and hashkafas is another area and pshat is in one area and drash is another area, and whatever it may be, like when you're bringing all of, when you're unifying all of Torah in one place, like Torah is all saying the same thing. We're all engaged in Luma Torah all the time if we engage in Luma Torah all the time in everything that we do. Tov? I would say back to halacha, but the whole point is we never left it.
So how does it work when you're in the bathroom and you're thinking about halacha?
Like, no, so you do your best. Again, I'm not going to name the Rav who said this, but there was a Rav once said, like, halavai, your biggest problem in life should be that you can't stop thinking Torah in the bathroom. You know, when you get there, we can talk about it. But it's usher to think Torah in the bathroom. But again, it's that you still have to follow the halacha. So inevitably, you can do your best to push it out of your mind. But if you are a halacha-abiding Jew and you've just, freaked out at me in Midrash Shah because we learned Sim and Gimel together and you realize you had to redo your morning routine in a totally different way because you want to keep halacha, Mistama's going to be on your mind, at least at the beginning. You do the best you can to keep it out of your mind and maybe think about it before you go in as opposed to when you're in there, but you're being Mekayim Halacha. So if you're washing you didn't go into the bathroom and start washing your hands four times on each hand for no reason. I mean, maybe. No judgments, but like, you're doing because of Halacha. So that's a key of Talmud Torah in and of itself in a very odd way, even in the paradox of the bathroom. Okay? Good. Vayter. Okay, let's get into the real, the tricky stuff. Tov. So he says, "Vuadin l'shena ubeta." Right, umerachatz ubeta kisek lo avehasek. So all these things are not considered a hefsek. Yud aleph, shnat keva bayom amitato avehasek. If a person sleeps in their bed during the day, it's a hefsek, meaning defining really a shnat keva as, you know, really get when you get into your bed and you go to take a nap.
Like a Shabbos nap?
Yeah, that's considered a shnat arai. I'm not going to say whether it's hefsek or not, that's what we're going to talk about, but that's definitely a shnat arai. Shnat keva. That's legitimate sleep. Right? If your father falls asleep at the Shabbos table when his head falls down, you know, toward dessert, that's not a shnat keva, even if he does it every week. That's not a shnat keva, but if you go to your bed on Shabbos afternoon, I mean, if you ate a good cholent, that's about as keva as it gets. So he first says have a hefsek. Now, so who is he passing like if he says it's a hefsek? Again, that's the Rush, and he's consistently passing like the Rush, except he doesn't. Then he says, "V'yesh omrim de lo havi hefsek," but there are those who say that there is; it's not a hefsek. V'chein nahagu, and that's our minhag. Our minhag is to assume that if one slept on one's bed a shnat keva during the day, it's not a hefsek. Now, if one looks through all of the Beis Yosefs here on the Torah and to understand really where he's coming from, and as we already saw really from the Shulchan Aruch even leading into this, he's clearly a Rush guy. The Shulchan Aruch is really Meikar Din passing like the Rush, which is that if there's a legitimate hefsek, you have to say Berachas HaTorah again. What he's saying here is, which he fleshes out more in the Beis Yosef, is despite the fact that almost every time I'm going to follow the Rush, since I paskin like the Rush, somehow the minhag developed that even if you have a shnas keva during the day, I'm not going to treat it like a hefsek. I'm not going to say because it's Torah again. That's how we're going to be no hague, even though it's against the Rosh, who I would otherwise paskin like. So that gets tricky, and that's why it's a little bit of a convoluted Shulchan Aruch. He's passing like the Rosh for every other case except this case, because it's the minhag. One of the rarer times that the Shulchan Aruch will say, despite the fact that I think the halacha is a certain way, I'm going to follow the minhag. Okay? Because of that, the Mishnah Brura goes ballistic. The Mishnah Brura says, it doesn't really, it's like you can like feel it like boiling underneath. Right? Listen to this Mishnah Brura once you know that, right? Sivkatan Chafhei. The Mechamura says, that one who does say Birchas HaTorah after they take a nap on their bed, they'll have tremendous bracha from saying Birchas HaTorah again. And so too, Mori Mari also was Mevarech. The Mechamura says, He's like, he really trying to like, he really wants you to do it. But he's not going to pass in against the Shulchan Aruch, he's not going to pass in against the Vechenagu. But he certainly is saying that if one wants to, one has a tremendous amount to be Somechan, and one can, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, despite the fact that the Mishnah Berurah is paskin that one can, Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins in Halicha Shlomo Vav Bet that we follow the Chenagu over the Mechaber, even though it's against the Rush. So if one takes a sleep in their bed, a Shnas Keva, during the day, during the daylight hours, meaning in their bed for a half an hour or longer, minimum of a half an hour in their bed, then even though they should technically be repeating Birkas HaTorah, since our minhag is not to, we don't repeat Birkas HaTorah. Clear? Good? Tof. Okay. We're going to come back to that. We're not done with that yet.
They were put in like they were taken out. Right? I guess that's the phrase. They were taken out.
What should then one do, though? Because at the end of the day, we still... Meaning, if Meikar Dumi pass on like the Rush, it's very nice that's the minhag. What if you want to, like... You want to like, you then sit, yeah, you're, every time you learn for the rest of the day, according to the Rush, and which is how everybody's pastening Meikar Adin, you're learning without Birkas HaTorah, which is how we started off this whole siman, was Birkas HaTorah, Tzarech Li Zareh Ba'al Me'od. And you don't want to get into that trouble, you don't want Golos, you want your children to have Bitamidei Chachamim, right? And now because, you know, you slept during the day, because it's finals time, it's bad enough, you're learning less because of finals time, now you're also not even saying Birkas HaTorah when you're getting to learn. So like, what do you do? So one way to do that is just like is to apply our rule from what happens if you forget Birkas HaTorah in the morning. So what if you forget Birkas HaTorah in the morning, what is one way to get around it? How can you be Yotzi Birkas HaTorah with Avah Rabba? What else can then work, which is in fact the actual lashon of the Shulchan Aruch on the previous page? Avas Olam. So one way to get around it is to have Kavana in Avas Olam for Birkas HaTorah when you daven Maariv. If you daven Maariv, you may want to dafka daven Maariv on that particular day. And if you then have kavana for Birkas HaTorah with Avas Olam, and make sure to either learn immediately following Maariv, or like Rav Nevin Sol suggested, doubling up a pasuk in Shema L'Shem Talmud Torah, then for sure you're good. So that's a great etza to kind of chap a Birkas HaTorah without actually saying Birkas HaTorah.
What if you're learning in between your nap?
And you're stuck, meaning we don't pass against the Veinago. No, you should learn. You should definitely learn. Don't never give up learning because you can't say Birkas HaTorah. We talked about that also. Right, we give that psak of Shlomo Zalman because of Onis or if one is Mesupak, that's not a good enough reason, we said before. It's just that's Shlomo Zalman in Vav in Halicha Shlomo. That's not don't not learn. And that would apply here. But if you have the opportunity to have Kavana and Birkas in Avas Olam anyway, so just have Kavana in Avas Olam. Okay? Tof. If, just to complicate things a little bit further, though... no, that's fine for now. We'll complicate things further as we go forward. Tof. Weiter, let's go to Yedbet. Are we clear on napping during the day? Yeah? Okay. V'im lamad balayla. Halayla hole chachar hayom. If one learns at night, the night goes after the day. Sha'avar. V'eino tzarech lachzer levarech kol zman shlo yashin. So then one doesn't need to say a bracha until one sleeps. Meaning again, that meaning mimanav shach. If you haven't slept yet, there's no hefsek. And if it's not a new day, it's not a new day. So according to both opinions, you wouldn't have to say a bracha. There's no reason to say Birkas HaTorah at night. The only question that comes up is, what happens if you never go to sleep? Right, again, this is like the perfect siman for this time of year. Right? This is the next 2 weeks are when you all will sleep at times that don't make any sense at all. What happens if you don't sleep at all?
No, before you sleep, just ask.
No, why? Meaning, if it becomes nighttime, you would say, well, would you say Birkas HaTorah
at night?
Does the night start the day? So no, because you already said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, just like all of the brachos, you say new brachos at the beginning of the day, so then it's not a new day and there was no hefsek. So the Mishnah Berurah here gets into the issue. What if one doesn't sleep? So he says, in Chafchet, If one sleeps a shnat keva in their bed, even at the beginning of the night, that's considered a hefsek, kashiv hefsek. So first of all, if one sleeps, a different case first, let's say like this time of year, again, with you guys right now, this is totally possible. Let's say you come out of a final, and your final ends at 3 o'clock, and you pulled an all-nighter to study. And then after the final, which ends at 3, you go back home, and you go and sleep for 2 hours. And you wake up, and it's after tzeis. So you're waking up in the middle of the night. So even though we're nohag, like the rush, if you take a shnas keva during the day, if you take a shnas keva during the night time, even if you plan to go to sleep again later in the night, you wake up at 5, you're going to study, and you're going to go to sleep at 2. If you took a shnas keva at night, then you're chayav to say birkas haTorah again when you wake up.
Even it's like going into the night. You didn't start it at night, but it left.
As long as you had half an hour in your bed when it was dark, you're chayav in birkas haTorah. Now again, one way to just make sure that you're good, and without getting into the issues of do you say, do you not say, you can again also be, you can certainly be yotzei with avas olam, but here you would say birkas haTorah. The only thing is if you plan to go back to sleep again at 2 a.m., then can you say birkas haTorah the next morning? So it gets a little bit tricky because, again, you know, new day by Rabbi Natam, it gets a little bit tricky. So there are two eights. Again, one is if you're only using Avas Olam, you're totally fine. So you wake up, it's good. If you pulled an all-nighter to study, took the test and went to sleep, good chance you haven't learned in a while, good chance you haven't davened in a while, right? So pick up a sitter, you know, get up, wash your hands, pick up a sitter, daven Marv. In Marv, have Kavanah for Limud Torah and Avas Olam, learn for 5 minutes. So you got in a little bit of Tefillah and a little bit of Talmud Torah before you go back to study until 2 a.m. It's a win. It's a win on both fronts anyway. Now, whether you say Birkas haTorah again or whether you have in mind for Avas Olam, the post can suggest then have in mind that this Birkas haTorah that I'm saying, or the Birkas haTorah that I'm having, even in mind that I'm saying when I'm saying Avas Olam, I have in mind that it should only last until I go to sleep for the night. In that case, according to everyone, you're definitely fine when you sleep from 2 to 7, that at 7 a.m., you can say Birkas haTorah again the next morning. It gets a little bit halachically tricky there, meaning you have to have a lot of things in mind, but that's really the best way to go about it. Is when you wake up, if you sleep at night, a shnas keva, or something you do, let's say even in a more firm case, right? You sleep after dinner on Shavuos night for like half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour in order to stay up all Shavuos night, it would be the same thing. Then when you get up and there, you're not going to say, you would say Birkas haTorah again. You would say Birkas haTorah again because you slept for over half an hour in your bed at night. You would say Birkas haTorah again. But have in mind when you say Birkas haTorah that it should only count until you go to sleep again. That's not so relevant anyway because you're staying up for the rest of the night. The ironically, our college case of studying is probably the best example, right? Does that make sense? Any questions? Confusion?
So when you daven on Shavuos morning, you shouldn't say Birkat HaTorah because your Birkat HaTorah from the previous day counts if you didn't take a nap in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, if you slept during the day. I mean, if you slept at night.
If you don't sleep at night.
If you don't sleep at night,
then you shouldn't, like.
Then you would say it on the new. Well, we haven't talked about it all night yet. Let's get to all night right now. Vimayaneir kol alayla. What happens if one stays awake all night? Yish ormed in tzarech levarech b'boker. There are those who you don't need to say the bracha in the morning. Yish ormed in tzarech levarech. There are those who you do have to say the bracha. Ki kavu chachamim bracha zo b'chol yom diyuma d'shar brachot ha-shachar. Right, which is like the Rabbeinu Tam. Usavek brachot lahakel. Achim efshalo. So he says, first of all, if one pulls an all-nighter, then the first thing he says is one shouldn't say birkas haTorah in the morning if one pulls an all-nighter. Why? Because he didn't have a hefsek. Since we paskin me'ikar hadin, like the rush that you need a hefsek, here there was no hefsek. You've been up straight. And there's no even there's no suffix about even your nap. There's nothing here to worry about. The only reason to say it would be only Rabbeinu Tam, since it's suffix barkel zahakel, and we don't pass on Rabbeinu Tam anyway. So you wouldn't say Birkas Torah in the morning. Ach im efshar lo, if he can, yira lishmar Birkas Torah miachar v'yomar lo sheichavin lahotzi bebrachos v'uichav natzit v'yane amin. So there, that's a great time to use the etza of having somebody else say Birkas Torah for you. Just in case you say it every day, which is basically saying to make sure you're Mekayim Rabbeinu Tam. So if you stay up all night, again, you didn't, and this is a case where you mamash have been awake from 9 a.m. until 7 a.m. the next day, no sleeping at all, right? Then you want to be Yotzi with somebody else or with Avaraba, preferably with somebody else's brachos. That's just the easiest way. They say the brachos, and then you both say the psukim after you answer Amin.
What if you slept like in
Atat? I'm getting there. I left that out intentionally. V'yomar akarkach izu psukim, as we said before, kadeshin next shavlo b'makom limud, meaning that you make sure you do limud Torah, which is saying the psukim of Birkas Kohanim and the Mishnah and the Breita. O yichavin, let's say Birkas Avaraba. Like I said, that's the other suggestion. You could be yotzi with Avaraba in Shachris. V'yomar tekef ma'at achar shisayim tefilato. But then he says, v'imhaya yashin bayom shnas keva o mitato. But, and here's a more relevant Shavuos case. In preparation for Shavuos, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or Shavuos, like nighttime, is it like meaning Seis, is it like 8 o'clock at night? Meaning you slept from like 5 to 7, or from 2 to 5, in order to prepare to be up all night on Shavuos night. You slept during the day, Ashnas Keva, in your bed. Shalacharav Hayaner Kol Island. You stayed up all night. Pasak Agon Rabbi Kiva Eger De Bazel Lechule Al Matzarich Levarik. According to everybody, to say a bracha, but Boker because of Torah, right? Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, once the morning comes, why do you have to say the bracha? It's a new day. What's the svar of the rush? When do you say Birkas HaTorah? When there's a hefsek. So I didn't say Birkas HaTorah after I slept my shnas keva during the day because of the chein nahagu. But at the end of the day, there was definitely a hefsek since I lasted Birkas HaTorah. So my sleep during the day is a hefsek, and in the new day is a new day. So by the time you get to morning, you have both reasons again. Then vada, you say Birkas HaTorah. The rush says that if there's a hefsek, you have to say Birkas HaTorah. So because of our v'cheinagu, I didn't say Birkas HaTorah when I woke up after my nap during the day, but only because of the v'cheinagu. But it was a hefsek. Nobody's arguing that it was a hefsek. We're just knowing like Rabbeinu Tam. But once you get to the morning, since you had the hefsek from before, from when you slept, and it's a new day for Rabbeinu Tam, then the chulei alma, it doesn't matter how you paskin. If you took a legitimate sleep during the day before Shavuos night, then in the morning you have to say Birkas HaTorah, Yechayv Birkas HaTorah, mitzad both Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba. Now, what was better to do anyway? It was better that when you have in Mariv on Shavuos night, that you have in mind with Ahava Rabba, with Ahavas Olam, to be Yotzei. In that case, again, you want to have in mind there to only be Yotzei until the next morning.
Wait, but in the case of Shavuos, then you only want to be Yotzei until the next morning, so that the next morning
you can say Birkas HaTorah. Yeah. Or if you want, you could just be Yotzei with somebody else's brachos, as though you slept, meaning as though you didn't sleep, just be Yotzei with somebody else's brachos. But the point is it's more important to try to chop a way to get in being Yotzei, the chiyuv of Birkas HaTorah, without saying Birkas HaTorah is kedai. And that's with Ahavas Olam. Okay?
Tof. What I don't understand about the Ahavas Olam thing is what happens if you learn Torah in between your nap and...
So then you're Samecha on the Shlomo Zalman. I mean, first of all, you're not supposed to be Birkas HaTorah, period, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and even the Mishnah Berurah, who was like gritting his teeth, wasn't going to pass an answer to the Shulchan Aruch either. And so you're Samecha on Shlomo Zalman that in a case of onus or suffik, better to learn without Birkas HaTorah than not to learn. And then the second you get to Marv, so you dive in the earliest possible Marv, and you have in mind with Ahavas Olam, and you learn right after. You either double up a pasuk in Shema, or you learn right after Marv. That's just your best. It's your best case scenario. You have to work within the parameters. Best thing is not sleep during the day. but again, over the next week and a half, Hatzlacha Rabba to all of you. Tov. Okay, let's finish up quickly. Hamashkin kodim or hayom nilmod mevarech Birkas HaTorah ve'eno tzarech lachzor levarech kashiyelech levetak keneset. So one who wakes up, let's say you know, all of you are tikkanios, you're all getting up to daven tikkun chatzos, right? Sorry, I didn't mean to single you out. You're all getting up to daven tikkun chatzos, right? So you're getting up in the middle of the night. You slept, but you slept and thought you're not daven melech yet. So you did sleep a legitimate sleep in your bed, you know, for 6 hours. You know, you slept from six. You slept from it's not 6 hours. I don't want to be unfair to you. You slept 4 hours. You slept from 8 to 12, right till chatzos, and then you get up at chatzos. So then says the Shulchan Aruch, then you say Birkas Torah, and that's again you see him leaning toward the rush. He's not going to say wait till daybreak. If you did a shnat keva at night in your bed, when you wake up, I don't care, it's daytime or not, that the minhag there is not, that's not the nature of the minhag. You get up, and you, because there was a hefsek, you say Birkas HaTorah, and because we're more following the rush maker Hadin, you obviously would not repeat Birkas HaTorah again when it's dawn, when it's daybreak. So you get up in the middle of the night, once you're getting up, you say Birkas HaTorah.
So if you're planning on going back to sleep, then you should have in mind that the next morning you're going to say it again.
Yeah, then because it's better to just have in mind that it should only last until you go back to sleep.
Right, but if you're not planning on going back to sleep, then you just...
Then you just say Birkas HaTorah from the neck for the day.
Okay.
Kilu.
Just so hungry.
Yeah. Because of that v'chein nagu, or else it would be very simple, meaning that every time you have a hafsek, you would just say a bracha. But it's because of the v'chein nagu that everything gets more complicated. Hamashkin kodem or ayom nilmod mevarech birkas haTorah ve'no tzarech, right, which is that levarech, lachzor levarech, sheil chavet ha'kenetzet, tov. No particular orders there. Yeah, and you'll see that, meaning... Tov. Here he says, because again, we're... Tov. Right, we don't have time. Okay. Hamashkim kodem or hayom, mevarech kol seder habrachos, one who gets up before dawn, says all of birchos hashachar, except for anoten lasech vivinao parshat tzatzamid. The two exceptions to the rule that you can't say, I mean, you could say all of birchos hashachar, except for those two things, sheyamti mila acharad sheyir hayom, until it's daybreak. Why would those two things be exceptions to the rule mitzad svara? What's anoten lasech vivinao? The rooster crowing when? When he's the sun. So the sun didn't come up yet. So preferable not to say that. And Parshat Tamid, what is Parshat Tamid coming in place of? The Korban Tamid. When was the Korban Tamid done? During the day. It was usher to do it at night. So since those two things are not shayach to the night at all, so those two, says the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't say. You should wait till it's daybreak. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, "Va'afilu amashki machar chatzot halayla la'iza inyan v'da'ato lachzor v'lishon od achar kach shnat keva." Even if one gets up in the middle of the night, and even if they have the intent to go back and sleep again, ashnas keva, afilu haki yuchalavarech kolei lo'abrachos. One theoretically could say all of birkos hashachar at that point. V'shuvlo yistarich lavarech otak keshakam boker. He wouldn't have to repeat it again when they wake up in the morning, except for levad mirkat elokai nishama yomar bli chatima. You would say that without shemu malchus at the end, without the bracha at the end. Va'amavir shena yomar bli askarat hashem. You would say it without askarat hashem. But again, he says in the next one, and I would say just to stick with this. The Achronim say that even this bracha, meaning even the post can say you could even say before daybreak, because really it's just on the new day. So even if the rooster hasn't crowed yet, it's about Hanagas Olam. I don't care whether the rooster actually crowed or the sun's really up yet. It's better not to say all the mental or hayom. Meaning, I don't know why you would want to put yourself in the situation anyway. If you happens to be that you're getting up like Merson, you're davening tikkun chatzos. So you know, wait till you're ready to daven shachars, and just say birkos hashachar with shachars. Meaning, there's no need to daven birkos hashachar when you get up. There is a need to daven birkos haTorah in order to daven to learn Torah, but there's no need to daven birkos hashachar. I'll send them to you. There's no need to daven birkos hashachar when you wake up. So better says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Elikos Shlomo, Vav Aleph Aleph. That better to say all of birkos hashachar, but boker kesidron. Just say it with tefillah when you're ready to daven. No, so that's you're already. You have to. There's a certain point at which you can't daven beforehand, even when you're davening Nates. Oh, right. Nates is sunrise, not dawn, and so you have some maneuverability there. Tov. Good. Then he says, "Ulechachila yitol yadav kodem shivarech v'ilmod." Better to wash your hands before you you say brachos or learn. We're not going to go back to that. That was a tremendous amount of siman dalet, and we already know what to do because we've ingrained siman dalet in our heads and in our hands. V'imlo hayalo mayim yachol lilmod levarech v'ilmtila. And again, as we talked about there, if one doesn't have water available to him or her, so then you could still learn in daven. Kimo b'shar brachos shivarech kodem tilas k'vael. Again, there it would be better to at least mitzad nikias to do kol mine demanaki. To, if you don't have water available, to at least wipe your hands off on something, so that way they're clean, and therefore you can say brachos and daven. But then you would still, because that wouldn't work for rach ra, you still wouldn't want to touch your any orifice, your eyes, your ears, your nose, whatever it is, because of rach ra. But again, those are things we covered in siman dalet. Last but certainly not least, nashim mevarkos birkas haTorah. Women are chayav, says the Shulchan Aruch in birkas haTorah. Now, why is it striking that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that women are chayavos to say birkas haTorah?
They're not chayav to learn.
It's hard.
Right, so by Sfardim, you can't opt into a bracha. Women can't opt into a bracha. If women are putter from a mitzvah, and women don't have a chiyuv in limud Torah, so by Sfardim, if you opt into the mitzvah, you can't opt into the bracha. So if a woman wants to shake a lulav, exactly, wants to shake lulav and esrog, they can shake lulav and esrog, but they can't opt into the bracha. They can opt into the mitzvah, but not opt into the bracha. Which means that the Shulchan Aruch must be assuming here that women are chayavos in some aspect of Lima Torah. And therefore, what they're saying the bracha on is something that they're definitively chayavos in. So if you go to the Bi'ur Halacha, he gives the first two reasons would be in line with the Shulchan Aruch. Bi'ur Halacha Nashim v'chulei. Hatam, why do they say it? One, da chayavos lima adim shlahem. They have to learn what they need to know. They need to learn orachayim. Right? They need to learn halacha. They need to learn whatever it is that one assumes that women need to learn, without getting into that. Complicated sugya. Right, whatever it is they need to learn. So but certainly, at the very least, they have to learn their own halachos, what are the laws that apply to them. So if they're chayav to do that, then they can say berakas haTorah when they learn that. Period. Full stop. That's one reason. And that, again, would even, for Sfardim, be mechayav them in the bracha. Second of all, the ode chayeves lomar parshata korbanot, they're chayav in saying korbanos in the morning, kemoshe chayevet betfila, the same way they're chayav in tefila, in kain kaya bracha alzeh, therefore the bracha goes on this, according to the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. Now again, that's first of all making a huge assumption, which we'll talk about next semester, which is that women are chayavos in
korbanos.
You guys all just suddenly became chayav in korbanos. Mazel tov. It's not just an option for you. There's actually chayav on women to korbanos. How much of korbanos? To what extent? We'll get into all of those fun questions next semester. And there's endless machlokets in the modern day poskim because this is basically all you have to work with. But there's certainly at least some sort of minimal chayav, it seems, in korbanos. Okay? And back then, I haven't heard anybody say this, but to me it seems pashut. Back then, they would actually say korbanos to fulfill their birkas haTorah. Meaning, they would say birkas haTorah and then fulfill their birkas haTorah with the psukim of korbanos. So not only were they saying korbanos for korbanos, they were saying korbanos as limud Torah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Lima Torah for their Birkas haTorah, which is not clear from here. We'll get into that next semester also. So for all of those reasons, again, this would be two reasons to say that they're chayavos, and why they're chayavos to say it even according to Sfardim, and certainly Ashkenazim to say Birkas haTorah. The Gra gives a different explanation, which would only apply to Ashkenazim to get them to say the bracha. The Gra beveyoro chulek al zev atam ayin sham el hatam dvarchosu de'af to petirim mitorah mikol makom, even though they're a putter from Torah, even so, you They can still say vitzivanu. Meaning, according to Ashkenazim and according to the Gra, women can opt into a bracha. So if they can opt into Asher Kedusha Mitzvah Vitzivanu Al Tilat Lulav, and they can also opt into Asher Kedusha Mitzvah Vitzivanu Less Open Divrei Torah. Again, for Ashkenazim, either way you're good, and for Sfardim, you have the first two reasons, and that's why you would say it. The only potential nafkamina between the two would be, can you be yotze a man? Which is the rest of what the Bir Halacha really discusses. Meaning, according to the first two reasons, they're saying the bracha because they're chayavos. And if they're chayavos, then they can, and a man's chayav, then if we're both chayav, then I can be, then you can be mevarechim. According to the third reason, that they're opting into the mitzvah, since their level of chayav is lower, then they wouldn't be able to be Yotzi a man. Either way, according to I think both Ashkenazim and Sfardim, we assume that, especially because it's more limited in terms of what they are supposed to learn, however that limitation may apply, that that women should not be motzi a man in Birkas haTorah. Okay?
No bracha.
What?
And all brachot.
I don't know by Sephardim beyond that. I only prayed up till here. But I think by both Ashkenazim and Sephardim, one should not be yotze. And he also talks about here, just as a last footnote, v'akata shigei l'chinuch b'vada iriyach l'hotzi etagadu b'birkas haTorah l'fi mashe sovrim harvei poskim de birkas haTorah havi min haTorah. Meaning, if birkas haTorah is a doraisa, which we like we said is very likely that it is a doraisa, the Mishnah Berurah leaned in that direction. We saw the Shulchan Aruch probably didn't based on another Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah certainly leaned in that direction. And this is the Mishnah Berurah talking again anyway. Then we want to be careful not to do anything wrong and be doubly careful. And a katan who hasn't reached the gilchinuch, a child shouldn't be motzi a man. So on Shavuos morning, don't have somebody who's 11 years old be the person who's being motzi you in Birkas haTorah. So that's it for Birkas haTorah. Bezrat Hashem, this should be chizuk for all of us to propel us to an excitement for saying Birkas haTorah and learning over winter break. Maybe even an excitement for saying Birkas haTorah and learning during finals, but certainly during winter break. And Bezrat Hashem to bring us back to the Midrashah in the spring. We'll start learning, really learning Hilchos Tefillah from when we get to shul, assuming that there's a chiyuv to go to shul. So, Adkan.